Do you have to perform ghusl if you have a wet dream, but no discharge comes out? Jameel, very good question. You have the hadith of Umm Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she said, Ya Rasulullah, inna Allah la yastahi min al-haq. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not shy from the truth. فَهَلْ عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ الْغُسْلُ إِذَا احْتَلَمَتْ. Is ghusl wajib upon the woman if she has a wet dream? What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? نَعَمْ إِذَا رَأَتِ الْمَا. If she sees that the place is wet, then that is when the ghusl becomes wajib upon that individual, whether it's a guy or whether it's a woman. It is totally dependent on them seeing the place wet. If a person is doubting and he doesn't know, and he ended up seeing a lady last night, him doing stuff with her, but then he checked, there's nothing there. Huh? Do you do ghusl? The answer is no. قاعد, I'm going to teach you guys. وَكُلُّ حُكْمٍ دَائِرٌ مَعِلَّتِهِ وَهِيَ الَّتِي قَدْ أَوْجَبَتْ لِشِرْعَتِهِ. الْحُكْمُ يَدُورْ مَعِلَّتِي وُجُودًا وَعَدَمًا. The ghusl applies as long as the reasoning is present. What is this reasoning? Am I being a bit too technical? It's wet, right? The hukum will apply as long as you see the place wet. If you wake up and the place is wet, whether it's a woman or a guy, hey, yeah? It's also wajib. And he didn't feel anything last night, but he saw that he was wet. We say the ghusl is wajib. Okay, what if that reasoning is no longer there? Does the hukum apply? It doesn't. Even if whatever dream he had last night. So this principle comes in very, very handy. The hukum will apply as long as the reasoning is present. That reasoning is no longer present. Hey, yeah? Does the hukum apply? No. I'll give you guys another example. Al-khamar. Intoxication. If we have a bottle of khamar, then it goes through a process and they've taken the intoxication out. It's still haram. Huh? Is it haram? Mojo said no. Muhammad, I'm astaghfirullah. I'm the one that was putting on people when he was on Umrah, people calling him Mojo. And I said, no, you know, you shouldn't be calling him that. Sorry, akhi. Huh? You have khamar. It goes through a process where the intoxication is taken out. Is it still haram? First, is khamar halal? Huh? It's no. Hey, why is it haram? Because it intoxicates. How you've taken intoxication out? Huh? It's no longer halal. No longer haram. Huh? It's no longer haram. You learn this in Rasul al-Fiqh. عِلَّةٌ مَنْصُوصَ وَعِلَّةٌ مُسْتَنْبَطَةٌ. Sometimes the reasoning is mentioned as to why something is haram. So if that reasoning is no longer there, the hukum no longer applies. Are you with me? Same here. Reasoning is what? Wet. Hukum applies. No longer wet? Huh? I'm not talking about when it gets dry. I'm talking about you wake up and it's not wet. Point of the matter is, like he wakes up and he finds that the place is wet. Hukum applies. He wakes up after he got some feeling last night and it's not wet. Then we say the hukum applies. The ruling, does it apply here? Does it have to make a ghusl? Answer is no.
Hey guys, I really hope that you benefited from that video. Before you go, I want to ask you a really important question. Have you guys ever thought about studying Islam and seeking knowledge? If not, then I want you to reflect upon this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said that seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim. Of course, that doesn't mean you have to be a scholar, but you have to know the basics in order for you to be the best possible slave and worshipper of Allah that you can possibly be. So we decided to provide a solution for this. You see, many people want to study, but they don't have the means or the resources to do so. So we set up an online institute called the Knowledge College, where you can study Islam from the comfort of your own home. So if you want more information on the Knowledge College and you'd like to sign up, go to the link below, check out the website, and hopefully we see you on the other side. Assalamu alaikum.